can also download great calls. Who was it yesterday from San Rafael? Who's our guy? $54,000 man.
Frankie in San Rafael.
Frankie in San Rafael. Boy, a lot of people hit me up about Frankie in San Rafael. Yeah. A lot of fun. I heard about him at the Gatehouse yesterday. Inside the Chase Center, people, hey, man, that dude Frankie tonight, man. It was great.
Did they say that you cooked him or he cooked you?
No, nobody. They just said it was great radio.
Oh, it was great radio.
Not everybody needs to be cooked. We're just having a conversation.
It was funny.
Just having a conversation. It wasn't coming at him hard. I was just asking him questions.
Hey, Frankie brought it. Give him credit.
You can't ask questions and then say, oh, man, his answers cooked you. No, I'm asking questions to get good answers. I thought it was fun radio. A lot of people thought it was great radio.
It's not about wins, losses, who's cooking who. It was just, were you laughing? And the answer was, well, yeah, a lot of laughing.
Right. There's no scoreboard with that. Not everything has to be a scoreboard.
Well, for laughing, I think we're all winning on the scoreboard.
Yeah, exactly. Frankie, shout out to Frankie. Shout out to Draymond Green for that soundbite on Brandon Podziemski. Is Brandon Podziemski stressing? Is he pressing? Is this just who he is? 888-957-9570. And not even quietly, Shasky, but there's no doubt Brandon Podziemski is ascending in a way that he's becoming one of the more polarizing figures in the Bay Area when it comes to our athletes. He may not be the biggest superstar, but when you say Brandon Podziemski, it sparks a conversation.
What conversation?
Whether or not he's underrated, whether or not he's overrated, whether or not he fits, whether or not he has a jumper, whether or not he does too many media hits. Whatever it is, Brandon Podziemski has become a polarizer, like J.K. in a sense. You know, J.K., it's dissipated the noise on him because he's playing good basketball. But every time I hear from people about Brandon Podziemski, they're like, I don't know about Podziemski. Oh, I love Podziemski. He connects everything. Well, he does connect everything. It goes in all sorts of different directions.
Yeah, I don't know. Most of the feedback that I get is usually like, yeah, he's a really solid player, you know? But if he's holding up a big trade, you know, I mean, you know, like that's the sentiment, because you were alluding before we hit the break that, oh, you know, some people felt that maybe he was the holdup or one of the holdups for a major trade or whatever. And I think when people read those things in certain articles that, they're like, wait a minute, a backup point guard, you can't hold up a big trade for something like that. So I think that's where the majority of the ire might come from. But I think a lot of people just like him as a player and think he's really solid. I think the question then becomes like, well, is he a one? Is he a two? Is he a starter? Is he a backup? Like where, like, and then now we start really spreading out how people feel.
Yeah. Let's go to, I want to get to some calls here.
I appreciate his effort.
957-9570. Draymond Green, you know, he discussed pods, and I'm going to play this cut. About pods, dealing with the sophomore slump. And then we'll set up the calls here. 888-957-9570 is the number. Here's Draymond Green on what he said about pods dealing with the quote-unquote sophomore slump.
What he's trying to work through is y'all fault. And I told y'all that at the beginning of the year. It's hard, and I don't say this from experience of myself. I say this from experience of watching people. It's hard having a great rookie season and then coming back and having the second year as good or better. It's tough. That's why you've always heard of a sophomore slump. You know, it's a very tough thing to do. And I think for him, he's just put so much pressure on himself or the player that he wants to be and that he thinks he should be. And it's unnecessary because what he's special at is doing all the other things on the floor. When you put the pressure on yourself, like, I got to make this shot, right? But there are some guys that have that pressure, and they have to because that's what they do.
Sophomore slump. Did you see it coming? Is this a sophomore slump that's going to linger until the next calendar year? Is it going to linger into December? Is it going to linger into January? Or is it just a thing that's going to pass? Because Draymond is right. You make first-team all-rookie. The league knows, oh, first-team all-rookie, Brandon Pinsett. Oh, wow, okay. He goes up on a scouting report. And all of a sudden, in every coach's meeting, an opposing team, they're like, Pods, when he comes to the cave, X, Y, Z, we got to do this. But he's high up on that scouting report. So the book is out on him, and he's got to make the adjustment now. There's always a counter to the counter.
I just think it's hard to be a good player in all these sports year after year after year, right? We just expect, like a video game, everyone to get better and better and build and build and build. And it's like, nah, that's not necessarily, you know, how it happens in the real world, you know? And I think Peyton Manning's a great example. What do you have? How many interceptions in his second?
I think his first year he had like 31. He set a rookie record.
Right? And then had some good years and then had a down year and then and back to being an all-world player. You know, C.J. Stroud's kind of going through some of this, missing out on Nico Collins for a few weeks. Didn't look like the same player that everyone saw last year, or at least they were hoping to see. And so I think at the core of what Draymond's saying, it's hard to replicate a really good rookie year. Yeah, I agree with that. I think that's 100% spot on. And on the Warriors, like, think about Eric Paschal and where we were with him a few years back. And that's a name I don't even know if people remember. Right. But he had a really good rookie year. Everyone was hurt. He was allowed to kind of do whatever he wanted. He could get any shot he wanted. You know, it was Kai Bowman and him basically running the offense. And then when you're the third center the very next year and you're like the third or fourth big man off the bench, it's a lot more difficult when you don't have the same usage, you don't have the same role. And so I think Pods is trying to find himself right now. And it's not our fault. I'm talking about the media's. It's not our fault. The owner did come out and say that he thinks he can be an all-star. Right. That wasn't the media saying it. So, and I also think that Podziemski himself, because he's a good athlete and because he's an up-and-coming player who has tremendous confidence, I think he wants to be great.
No, he does want to be great.
He said it.
He does want to be great. He's admitted, and you should want to be great. I like this from 415, no, on the Comcast Business Text Line. Pods isn't holding up trades. Transactional bros, the Warriors are not going to sell their farm. You got to understand that. And it wasn't just Pods. It was, you know, again, I mentioned this when the rumors started. You understand that you're dealing with Danny Ainge? Danny Ainge is notorious for holding up deals because he wants to rip you off with all your picks. They want to pick swap after pick swap and first. No, and by not moving off these guys, you still have great assets and you're still winning games while hoping these, some of these guys turn their season around. So,
do you believe that Pods was the holdup in any trade?
No, I know he wasn't the holdup.
I agree with you.
So, all this stuff again, so I don't get bothered with the internet when people don't know what they're talking about. Grant Lipman joined us yesterday on the pregame show at NBC Sports Bay Area. And he's the VP of basketball operations now.
That's incredible.
And he, the biggest thing he said, you know, one of the biggest takeaways of being on this job is that the average fan thinks that you could just call somebody and get a deal done within the same day.
Like in, what was it, Moneyball? Hey, Sabe Sabes.
Right.
Where he's just wheeling and dealing on the phone.
He's like, dude, it doesn't work like that. We've been trying to work on deals for 8 months and then they just fall through the cracks. And then you got to start from square one. It doesn't happen like that. So, and then you're dealing with Danny A. So anyway, I know for sure Pods wasn't a hold up. And Pods, I thought, had one of the best answers I've ever heard from somebody about being in trade rumors. Basically said, you know what? I look at it a different way. Somebody wants me. And that's how I'm looking at it.
I like that.
I'm wanted around the league.
Yeah.
So that's a great perspective from a young man who's coming off his rookie year.
Well, I just think that when we look at scoring guys, right? Like I think Clay falls into this bucket. And I think it's really difficult when one of the main ways that you like to contribute is via scoring. Kuminga is a good, another example. Are there other ways those guys contribute? Of course there is. But like they're going to hang their hat on scoring. And when shots aren't falling, that's tough. That's really tough, right? And then now you start pressing, and your best way of contributing for your team, you're not leaning into your own skill set. Like it's a home run hitter who hasn't hit a home run for a month, right? You know, like it's just it's tough. And then you're questioning your philosophy and what you hang your hat on and all that stuff. So I think Brock Purdy went through this at times. Yeah. I think Brock was maybe trying to do too much, throw only deep balls to shut up the critics or whatever it is. It's like, no, you got to play your game.
Play your game.
And I think it Pods is a little unique in the sense that I don't need him to score 25 points.
Draymond mentioned that. He goes,
exactly.
Be great at what you do. It's all the other things.
Exactly.
The scoring is not what we need. Now, it's a bonus, but what you do on the court is you keep the ball moving. You let everybody touch it. You're rebounding well for a guard. You're in the right spot. You're orchestrating the offense.
You're a hustler.
That's what you're great at.
Yeah.
You're doing all, filling the stat sheet like Draymond Green. Yep. Being a triple-double threat, that's what you're great at. So let's go to the lines here. Let's go to Zach in North Carolina. Then we'll get to Coach and everybody else. 888-957-9570 is the number. What up, Zach?
Hey, fellas. This is Mac Zach. I'm normally in the Bay Area from Oakland, but I'm out here in North Carolina, and this is something personal with me as far as what Pod is going through for last year. And the reason why I'm out here in North Carolina, my mom passed, and I got, you know, I was kind of caught up in depression to where physically I got sick. I developed pancreatitis.
Oh, my goodness.
And
I'm sorry, man.
So, yeah, thank you. But so what I noticed is if me being in a negative mindset made me sick, the reverse has to be, you know, just as true. You know, you have to have a positive mindset with, you know, and this is at the risk of sounding like Tony, but you have to have a positive mindset to heal yourself, to heal yourself mentally. And even from a physiological standpoint, you know, you have positive ions that give you a charge, and the negative ones detract. It draws it in and takes it away. So all he has to do is just, you know, keep a positive mindset, and he's going to be okay.
Hey, look, and man, I'm sending my love to you, bro. And I mean this, whatever you love doing, lean into it. You know, like I love playing ball. I love coaching. And those things have gotten me out of a lot of depressions because it's something to look forward to. Find what those things are. And you're right. Get that positive ion going. I'm pulling for you, bro. For real.
Thanks, fellas.
Yep. Good call, Zach. Good call. And he's right. Positive mind frame. You have to have a positive mind frame. I go through it too, man. The holidays, for some whatever reason, depress me sometimes. I think I may get a Christmas tree early, because maybe there is some truth to having some ornaments or something around and just having some joy. I don't know.
Where Shasky was right?
No. My daughter wants a Christmas tree. That's the literal reason why. I'm just making that up.
No, but I believe mind frame is big deal.
But positive mind, no, yeah. I agree. So sometimes music gets me going. Sometimes I'm feeling down in the dumps. I'm like, man, I good on the radio today? Did I say the right thing? Boy, am I really good for this job on television? Am I, like, what's going on here? Am I really this guy? Because so-and-so may say something to you on the social media app. Mm-hmm. And like, damn, am I really that? Like, what's going on here? But then all it takes is a song. All it takes is something. Like, Nipsey Hussle yesterday popped up on my playlist. I don't stress.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, this is a banger. But it was like, yeah, what do I need to stress for? Life is good. It's okay. I'm going to be all right. Believe in yourself, right? Have some confidence. Like, so we all go through these things here. It's maybe Paz is going through it mentally, say, boy, my shot's not right. I'm not off to a good start. The All-Star game is out here. I want to be in the Rookie Sophomore Challenge. What is going on here? And Draymond Green going to the podium and answering that question for Anthony Slater about Brandon Podziemski, I think could be the start of something special for Brandon Podziemski here in the month of November. Just, you know what? Yeah, forget about the shot. Just keep shooting, keep shooting, keep shooting, because he's going to get open shots. But just keep playing your game.
Yeah, it's really difficult too when you have like 1,000 coaches all in your dome. And I'm not saying this is what's happening with Podziemski. I'm talking about like the ones online telling you what you should do and how you should play, and then you're critiquing yourself, and it becomes very lonely, man. When you're struggling like that, I think it's easy for people to say like PMO, and that was something that my dad's friend, who was withering away from cancer, he was like, hey, PMO, PMO. That was his like his mantra every day, positive mental outlook. And he was like, I'm trying to control the things that I can control, and I'm trying to tune out all the other stuff. And I think in this modern day for young athletes, as you talk about social media stuff, like it's just tough. It's tough to navigate. It's tough to lay away from it. Klay Thompson went through this. Yeah. I know he's not the first. He's not the last. LeBron James is turning off his social media. There's the human element. There's your own life. And sometimes you can't avoid it. And there's negative people that you're living with or you're married to or whatever. Like, it's tough.
LeBron went through this his first year with Miami. He saw all those cameras in Dallas, Texas. And he had to get away for about 30 days. And he was like, wow, this is a lot. This is a lot. Even LeBron James went through this stuff, so we'll see about that. But Coach has a different idea here. He has a different thought about Brandon Podziemski. Let's go to the coach in Vallejo. Good morning, Coach.
Hey, good morning, guys. Bonte, I'll say this in a complimentary way. If you ever want to run for politics, you'll do well.
Why?
Because your soliloquy on the many reasons why Paz is such a polarizing figure, you touched on a lot of bases. And I want to touch on them, too. Number one, Podziemski put himself in the spotlight. He's never met a microphone he didn't like. He's running up on other people's interviews. He's the first one at the interview table. He put himself in that spotlight. Now, another thing, too, when we tend to like a player, we overlook their faults, okay? And so I think that's – and also, too, I think one of the reasons why some people don't like Pajemski, he got to play through all his mistakes his rookie year. Kuminga and Moody never got that opportunity. And people are comparing how they were treated their rookie season.
That's true.
I know I am.
That's true.
That kind of bothers me, too. Now, Pajemski, he put himself up there with Jaime Jaquez or whatever. Now, that rookie class that he was in, that was one of the worst rookie draft classes ever. There's no Hall of Famer in that rookie class that Pajemski was in. Okay?
Victor Wembanyama?
You know, well, see, Wembanyama is a whole nother stratosphere, okay?
Right.
But what I'm saying is this. Pajemski made it because he played more minutes. He had a ton of minutes. The guy's averaging 30 minutes a game as a rookie. If Kuminga or Moody had those type of minutes, they would have put up numbers too. Pajemski has never been a good shooter. He shot 60% from the free throw all last season. It's less than that this year. He had a terrible junior year in college. He had 1 year in a very weak conference. And, you know, the Warriors drafted him number one. He thinks of himself as a superstar instead of thinking of himself as just an NBA player. And part of that is Kerr's fault because Kerr gave him way too much rope.
So now, Coach, let me ask you this, because you're cooking here.
Sure.
You are cooking. Is he able to turn it around this season? I mean, it's very early. We're 14 games in. You're right about the free throw shooting, but the law averages tell me that he's going to get back to the mid-30s in terms of his three-point shot. He's at 20% right now. Can he humble himself? I think he has been humbled, number one. But number two, can he focus in on the things that he's good at? What did you make of what Draymond said about him?
Okay, here's the thing. Draymond could say that because he's a forward and they do other things. A point guard in the NBA, or any guard, needs to be able to score. And when you, I don't care if you're a rebounder. I mean, who is he, T.R. Dunn or somebody? No, he's got to be able to put some offense on the board. If not, his minutes should be reduced. And I'm afraid the Warriors are going to lose some games if they keep playing him 20, 25 minutes a game.